在四福音里面呢、啊，约翰福音是很特别的一本书。
In the first four books of New Testament, John is the very special book.
因为在约翰福音里面呢、啊，有十几次啊提到“真”这一个字。
Because in John, they've been mentioned about more than 10 times about the truth.
哦，那我们仔细看这个约翰福音里面讲这个真呢、啊，啊，其实就是指的神呢、啊。
And true is true God.
啊，也就是说，人找到了神，他才可能找到真正的，啊，有价值的东西。
If someone find God, then his life is more meaningful.
哦，那我们上一次提个啊查考过啊，真光。
Last time we studied the true light.
主耶稣是真光。
Jesus is the true light.
他不是这个我们看到这个光，他是真正的光。
He is the true light, is not the daylight.
那个光含有生命。
The light have the life inside.
有永生。
Eternal life in there.
那个光是荣耀的光。
It's the glorious light.
那光也是圣洁的光。
It's the holy light.
那约翰福音里面有提到真神。
In John, talk about true God.
我们所拜的是真神。
What we worship is the true God.
那表示跟一般人拜的神不一样。
It's different than the other idols.
这个真的神是不会改变的。
True God's never change.
而且他是活的神。
He is a living God.
所以你敬拜他，你会有体验。
So you worship him, you experience him.
人死了，你怎么跟他叫，怎么跟他喊，他都没有反应。
After person die, he will have no reflect.
但是只要人还活着
，as long as they live,
你跟他讲话，他会有反应。
They will answer you when you talk to him.
人造出来的神是不会有反应的。
The idol that human being create, they will never answer you.
那我们所拜的是真正的神。
But what we believe is the true God.
那圣经约翰福音也讲说，真正拜神的人
，the truly worshipper，
就是要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Should worship God with truth and honest.
今天下午我们来参考真理。
This afternoon we'll talk about the truth.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17.
我们先看18章。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音18章。
John chapter 18。
37节。
37, John chapter 18 verse 37。
比拉多就问他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也是为此来到世间，特为。”给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。38节。
38。
比拉多说：“真理是什么？”我们看当时在审判主耶稣，那个审判官叫做比拉多。
When the Pilate tried to judge Christ，
他有权柄要定耶稣的罪，或者把主耶稣释放。
He has the right to release Jesus or condemn his sin.
那他就问主耶稣一个问题啊。
And he asked Jesus.
因为很多人控告，主耶稣说他自称自己做王。
Because many people accuse Jesus that he said he himself is the king.
那当时这个犹太地在罗马帝国统治之下，不允许有一个人说我是王。
Because by that time.Under the Roman control, there's nobody can say I am the king.
因为这就是表示要反抗的意思。
It means you will rebel the government at that time.
所以比拉多就问主耶稣说：“那你是王吗？”
So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king?"
这个王啊，比拉多在问这个王是指着地上的国度的王。
This king, he meant the king of this earthly.但
是主耶稣回答说：“你说我是王。”主耶稣这讲这个王，他说：“我为此而生，也为此来到世间。”主耶稣讲说：“你说我是王。”主耶稣讲这个王是指着 属灵的国度。
But Jesus said, I am the king, and the king is the kingdom of heaven.
哦，所以两个人虽然在讲王，但是他们讲的王啊，国不一样。
So they talking about the king, but different kingdom.
啊，耶稣是来世间做属灵的国度的王。
Jesus is the king in this world, but for the spiritual world.
哦，那下面说，我来是要给真理做见证。
So Jesus come to bear witness for the truth.
啊，那这个比拉多我就听不懂了。那真理是什么
？But Pilate don't understand what is the truth.
我们在这个世界上啊，最可贵的就是真理。
The most valuable thing is the truth.
你想，哲学家在追求什么
？What's the philosophy they search for?
他不是在追求真理吗
？Are they searching for truth?
哦，那我们常常跟一个人在谈话说啊，你不讲理。
And sometimes we talk to the person that you are not reasonable.
那什么叫做不讲理
？What is not reasonable?
那讲什么理
？What is the reason?
哦，讲你的理，讲我的理呢
？Is it your truth or my truth?
你看每一个人都有一套道理。
So everybody have their idea.
啊，讲得头头是道，每一个人都有他的道理。
Everybody have their reasons.
那到底那个理是指什么？
What is the righteous thing?
到最后就是指的真理。
That's the truth.
好，所以我们人最重要就是要寻找真理。
So the most important thing is we should searching for the truth.
但是比拉多官位做这么高，又在审判耶稣，他真理是什么？他也搞不懂。
Pilate, he is such a high level, and then he is judging Jesus, and he didn't know what is the truth.
那今天如果有人问我们说真理是什么
？Today, if somebody asks. Because what is the truth?
可能我们也可能很难回答。如果没有圣经的话，可能也很难回答。
Without Bible, will be difficult to answer what is the truth.
真理是什么
？What is the truth?
那我们看主耶稣他怎么来解决这个问题
？How Jesus solved this problem?
人世间呢？那个集中的真理是什么
？What is the truth in this universe?
好，我们先来看约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17。
约翰福音十七章
John chapter 17
15节
Verse 15
我不求你叫他们离开世界只求你保守他们脱离那恶者16节
Verse 16
他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样17节
17
求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理18节
Verse 18.
你怎样差我到世上来，我照样也差他们到世上来。19节。
19.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，也叫他们因为真理成圣。这里主耶稣在谈到基督徒的身份跟本分。
Jesus talk about the Christians' duty and what they are.
他说：“这个基督徒是，不离开世界的。
The Christians never depart from this world。
所以你看，我们教会哈，大部分的教会都盖在都市。
So we will see all the churches they build in the city。
这个就是主耶稣的精神。
This is the spirit of Christ。
是入世的，不是出世的。
We are joining this world. We are not out of this world。”
所以主耶稣说：“你们不要离开世界，要住在这个世界。”
So Jesus said, "You should stay in this world. You don't have to depart from this world."
因此，你看那个，特别是美国大的城市里面的医院，你仔细去查考那个出名的医院的历史啊，开始的时候大部分都跟基督教有关。
If you search for those large hospital, and the beginning, the founder, they are all related to the Christians.
因为刚刚这个他们开始几百年前要信耶稣的时候，第一个就是进到人多的地方建立医院。
So because when they first come to the country, they will go to the big city for build the hospital.
这代表基督是不离开世界。
So Jesus don't want us to depart from this world.
但是他又说我们是不属世界的。
And yet we do not belong to this world.
要住在世界又不属世界
and we have to abide in this world but we cannot belong to this world
因为我们是天上的国民在地上做客人
We are the citizen of heavenly kingdom, but as a traveler in this world.
圣经说世界是属魔鬼的。
This world is belong to the devil.
但是我们是属神的。
But we belong to God.
所以我们住在这个世界，但是不属这个世界。
So we live in this world, but we not belong to this world.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
这个世界有很多的罪恶。
Because this world has many sin inside. 从
属灵上来讲，这个世界是污秽的。
From the point of view of the spiritual world, this is a filthy world.
我们洗礼以后就穿白衣服。
After we baptized, we wear the white garment.
是干净，是圣洁的。
We are pure and holy.
这个世界是污秽的。
And this world is filthy.
你打开电视来看。
After you open the TV,
有太多的不好的东西在里面。
There are many things is no good.
从网络里面也有。
Internet is the same.
从这个 radio 里面那个 talk show 里面也很多。
And the radio talk show is the same.
那从报纸里面也很多。
From the news paper is the same.
从到处这个酒吧啦、夜总会啦、娱乐场所啦，里面都很多罪在里面。
All the entertainment world is sinful.
那我们一个人呢、洗礼之后是神主的宝血把我们洁净、洗干净了。那在这个污秽的世界，这样很容易就把我们自己弄脏了。
So after we baptized, we become a very clean and well on the white garment.
那怎么办？
But when we are in this world, it's very easy to get dirty on it.
那怎么办？
What can we do?
主耶稣又叫我们说不要离开世界，最好就爬到山上去，都没有试探，没有引诱。
So Jesus said, do not depart from this world, so we should go to the mountain and there will be no temptation.
但这不是主耶稣的意思。
But this is not the idea of God.
所以十七节说，求你用真理使他们成圣。
Verse 17 says, please cleanse them, sanctify them with the truth.
你的道就是真理。
And your word is the truth.
这主耶稣向天上的神祷告，你的道就是真理。
Jesus prayed to God, said, your word is the truth.
所以真理是什么？
What is the truth?
就是神的道。
It's the word of God.
这非常重要的。
This is very important.
我们先来看这个诗篇的119篇，然后再回来看这一节。
Psalm 119,
89节。
89.
诗篇119篇的89节。
Psalm 119 and 89.
诗篇119篇89节。
Psalm 119 and 89. 119.
说主啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。这个大卫作诗这样说。
And David said,
你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Your word is settled in heaven forever.
我们刚刚已经主耶稣也说，你的话就是真理。
And the word of God is the truth.
所以真理安定在天，直到永远。
So the truth settled in heaven forever.
天是什么？
What is heaven?
你现在指天。再过十二个小时，你再指天。
When you pointed to heaven, and after 12 hours, you point to heaven.
如果我们有这个天文的知识，你就知道不同的方向。
And we know this is different direction.
非洲人指天，跟我们指天也不同的方向。
And the African people, they pointed to the heaven is different than what we pointed to the place.
所以天就是指着宇宙的每一个角落，每一个空间。
And heaven actually is the whole universe.
所以神的话安定在天。
So God's word is settled in heaven.
这个安定在天就是说，在宇宙的每一个角落，神的话都是有功效的。
It means.In all the universe, God's word is effective.
你看，我们在美国，每一州的法律有时候都不太一样。
We see, even in the United States, every state have their law.
所以法律不是真理。
So law is not truth.
因为每一个地方都不一样。
Because they apply to different places.
这个不是真理。
This is not truth.
这是为着方便国家，他所定了一套的规则。
This is for the convenience of that country.
那下面就说，传统也不是真理。
Tradition, for sure, It's not the truth.
所以你看，中国人的传统跟犹太人的传统就不一样。
So Chinese tradition is different than the Jewish tradition.
非洲人传统也不一样。
Africans tradition is different too.
非洲人他们聚会，敲锣打鼓跳舞。
When African brother and sister they gather for the service, they would dance and sing and play drums.
但是我们没有这个传统。
But we are different.
所以这个不是真理。
So this is not the truth.
那下面说八十九节，直到永远。
So actually, the truth stay in heaven, stable in heaven forever.
这个永远就是无穷尽的时间。
Forever is everlasting time.
历史一直在演变。
The history changes.
你发现哦，这个社会的潮流思想不晓得改变多少。
You're seeing the idea and fashion or everything, they change all the different dynasty.
但是真理是不会变。
But truth will never change.
因为直到永远不会变。
Because they are forever.
我请问大家想想看，有哪一国的法律是2000年前设立到现在没有变的？
We can see in which country there's, their law can stay from 2000 ago until now and never been changed.
没有一个国家的法律是超过2000年的。
There's no such a law that can stand for 2,000 years.
都是时间一变，社会环境一变，文化一直变，法律就变。
So when the times change and culture change and the country change, then there'll be difference.
但是神的话没有改变。
But the truth from God is never changed.
我们看这本圣经。
We study this Bible.
新约圣经历史差不多2000年。
New Testament is 2,000 years.
旧约圣经的历史大概3500年。
And the Old Testament is 3,500 years.
圣经
500 years.
2,000 年来没有改过一个字。
So after these 2,000 years, they never changed this world in the Bible.
2,000 年前的人。
2,000 years ago.
他的文化、社会、思想、潮流跟现在完全不一样。
The culture, the thoughts,and their idea, everything is completely different.
但是读的圣经一样。
But they still read the same Bible.
我们教会也传到了这个非洲一个法语国家。
Our church been preached to the Africa, some of the French territory.
我听那个一个法国弟兄去那里做工。
One brother went over there to preach.
他说他们讲的法语是现在法国人100年前讲的法语。
He said the language of the French they used is 100 years ago, French's.
因为这个言语一直在改变。
This is, they changes. The language being changes.
但是圣经用的是一样。
But the Bible is the same.
所以这个就是圣经可贵的地方。
This is what the magnificent part of the Bible.
你看这个时间这样演变下来，多少本书啊，人读过了，只有这本书到现在还没有变。
After so many thousands of years, and the Bible's never changed.
所以因此我们能今天能够有神的话来追求、来遵守，这是非常宝贵的，因为这是真理。
So nowadays we can have time to study and the.This is precious because this is truth.
那约翰福音我回到17章里面说，求你因为用真理使他们成圣。
So John chapter 17 said, please sanctify them with your truth.
真理会让我们圣洁。
So the truth will sanctify us.
怎么叫从用真理使我们成圣？
What means to sanctify us by the truth?
我们也查考这个约翰福音第四章说，敬拜神的人要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
And in John chapter 4 said, we worship God with the truth and the honest.
我们看那个约翰的第四章哈。
John chapter 4.
第四章。
John chapter 4.
23节。
Verse 23.
约翰四章二十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 23.But the hour is come, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
好，我们看这个英文就讲得很清楚 真正拜神的人要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。这个诚实英文就是 truth，T-R-U-T-H， 就是真理。
The true worshipper should worship God with the spirit and truth.
我们很多在拜神的不同信仰的人拜神都是用心的。
And then many people worship God with their heart.
所以佛教徒啊，我们看到很多人，我问他，你说你信什么？信佛教。
And we see many Buddhism.
哎，你怎么在拜偶像？
And why you worship idol?
其实真正的佛教是不拜偶像。
Actually, the true Buddhism, they don't worship idol at all.
那拜偶像的那个佛教是跟道教混在一起。
And nowadays they mix with Buddhism and Tao together.
所以很多的信仰他也在讲心呢。
So actually, many religion they talk about your heart.
但是差在哪里？
But what's the difference?
那真正拜神还要用真理来拜他。
If we truly worship God, we should worship God with truth.
真理就是神的话。
Truth is the word of God.
也就是说，用神的话来调整我们的生活。
In other words, to adjust our daily life with the truth.
用神的话来调整我们的观念。
And we can adjust our idea with the word of God.
啊，用神的话来调整我们的心思。
And we adjust our heart and the mind with the truth of God.
那如果我们都用真理这样来引导我们自己啊，活在真理里面了，我们就圣洁，不会犯罪了。
If we walk in the truth, then we will never sin.
现在这个世界就是离开真理太远。
Now this world is too far apart from the truth.
你看，越来越多的人追求快乐。
Too many people just searching for the pleasure.
啊，只要快乐就好。
As long as they are happy.
他不是用真理做出发点。
They're not care whether this is truth or not.
所以快乐多的地方，罪就多。
So wherever they have pleasure, they have more sin.
你看那个酒吧、啊、赌博的地方啊。那不是罪很多，跳舞的地方啊。
Is that the bar or the dancing place and gambling place? They have many sin.
那钱也是一样啊。
And also the money.
赚钱本身又没有错，因为我们生活需要用钱。
It's true that we need money for our daily life.
但是要用真理做引导。
But we have to be guided by the truth.
那人就不会为着利而忘记了他，而不择手段。
So we will not because of our profit, and then we will do whatever against the truth.
因为有一个轨道让我们来做真理。
Because there is a guideline to guide us.
拜神也是一样。
So as we worship God,
用真理来引导我们拜神。
We worship God through the truth.
那这样我们就会在神面前就会成圣。
So we'll be sanctified.
所以真理就是神的话，对我们来讲很重要，会让我们圣洁，跟神一样。
So the truth is the word of God, so we'll be holy as God.
我们再来看约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
先看十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第五节
Verse 5
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人回到父那的地方去这里主耶稣更清楚地讲
Jesus said very clearly
我就是道路真理生命
Verse 6 I am the way and the truth and the life
很多人很难了解这句话
no, Many people don't understand this
耶稣是一个人啊
Jesus is a person.
怎么说我是道路
Why he said I'm the way?
耶稣是一个人
And he is a person.
怎么说我是生命
Why he is a life?
我是真理
And the truth.
对，听不懂
It's hard to understand.
因为我们常常用我们日常生活的解属灵的事情，所以听不懂
Because we use our experience try to understand the spiritual world is very difficult.
其实当主耶稣在讲这句话的时候，他是用属灵上的想法在讲的。
When Jesus talk about this meaning, is come from the spiritual sense.
因为主耶稣就是神了。
Because Jesus is God.
他是神成为人来地上。
He is God dwell in the flesh.
所以肉体上来是人，但是他里面是神。
So in the flesh, he is a human being, but actually he is God.
所以当他讲说我是道路、真理、生命的时候，他是从属灵上来讲。
So from the point of view of the spiritual, the sense, and he said, I'm the way.
这里说哈，我是道路。
I'm the way.
那这个道路就是要连接两点呢，这个是道路。
A way is to connect for two points.
当主耶稣说我是道路，那这个两点是要连接哪里
？So what's these two points, belongs to?
下面一句话，第六节。
Verse 6.
若没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
就是说没有人，人就是住在地上啊，父就是在天上啊。
So that no one, one is the person that stay in the world, and then the Father is in heaven.
所以主耶稣说我是道路，这个路就是要从这个地上要通到天上。
Jesus said, I'm the way. The way is from earth to heaven.
好，这是一条道路。
This is the way.
那这条道路就是主耶稣本身了。
And this is himself.
好，所以没有借着主耶稣，没有人能够回从地上回到天国去。
Without Jesus, nobody can go to heaven.
好，那主耶稣是怎么样做我们的道路，让我们回到天国去呢
？And then how we can go through Jesus to heaven?
下面说，我就是真理。
And later on, he said, "I'm the truth."
也就是借着主耶稣所说的话。
Through the words of Jesus,
我们就能够回到神那个地方去。
We can go to heaven.
那今天如果我们人生想要得永生
，If we want to get the eternal life，
如果我们要跟神的国有份
，If we want to have a part of the heavenly kingdom，
你要找到那一条路
，You have to find the way。
那条路就是耶稣本身。
This is Jesus himself.
那怎么走到耶稣这条路上面呢
？How to find Jesus？
就是照着他的话去做。
You have to。Follow his word.
因为他就是真理。
Because he is truth.
所以他的话就会引导我们到天国去。
So his word will guide us to heaven.
所以主耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。”
So Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I tell you, without the water and the spirit, you cannot go into the kingdom of heaven."
从水生就是借着洗礼。
Water baptism, through the water to be baptized
就是他的血洁净我们的罪
to be cleansed by his blood
从圣灵生就是领受圣灵
to receive the Holy Spirit is to from the born by the Spirit
那主耶稣讲的这一句话就是一条路
so this is the way is the word that he said
你照这样去做你就会得永生
if you follow you will gain the eternal life
那这句话里面包括他的血他的灵
And in this sentence, including his blood and his spirit,
也只是他本身的。
It's himself.
所以他就是道路，就没有错。
So he is the way.
那我们走到这个道路上，就会得到生命。
If he walk in this way, then we will gain life.
因为在神里面没有死亡。
Because in God there is no death.
所以圣经说，神是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
So that God is the Abraham.The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神是活人的神。
Because he is the living God.
不是死人的神。
He's not the God of death.
亚伯兰肉身死了几千年。
Abraham actually died for thousands of years.
但是在财主拉撒路的故事里面，亚伯兰还活着。
But actually, he is in the bosom of the kingdom of heaven.
他还活在乐园里面。
He's in the paradise.
所以在神的国里面没有死亡。
So in the kingdom of God, there is no death.
我们借着主耶稣回到神那个地方，就没有死亡，永生。
Through Jesus, we go to eternal life, and there is no death.
所以真理跟得救有关了。
So the truth is actually connect to the salvation.
太重要了。
It's very important.
你没有找到真理，你就没有找到得救的道路。
If you didn't find the truth, you didn't gain the life.
所以世界上你看很多的宗教都有很美妙的理论但是不是真理所以你没有办法救人
So there be many doctrine of the many different religions but they are not truth so you couldn't find a way.
因为没有真理就没有路可走。
Because no truth, then there's no way.
好，我们再看约翰十六章。
John chapter 16.
十二节。
Verse
12. 我还有好多或事告诉你们，但是你们现在不能够明白。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。这里说，我还好多事要告诉你们。
I still have many things to say to you.
好，但是你们不能够明白。
But you couldn't understand.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
So because Jesus saying is the truth.
那十三节说，真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
And verse 13 said, yet the Spirit of truth, He will come and guide you into the truth.
我们现在得的圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit is actually the Spirit of truth.
这有两个意思啊。
This is two meaning.
第一个，就是
First one,
如果圣灵浇灌下来，我们就容易明白真理。
When the Holy Spirit come down upon us, then we will understand the truth.
所以我们很多人有体验啊。就是你一得到圣灵以后，哎，忽然发现你在看圣经，你在听道理，没有什么问题。
So many people experienced after you receive Holy Spirit, there'll be no problem to study Bible.
因为你听得懂。
Understand, because you understand.
因为神的灵会将神的智慧啊，赏赐在你心里，打开你的心门，你道理听得懂。
Because the Spirit of God will guide you and open your mind to understand the spiritual world.
所以要打开圣经的那个钥匙在哪里？
So what is the key to open the Bible?
因为圣经是封住的。
Because the Bible was sealed.
你看有的人啊，每一个字也会念，每一句话都会念，就是看不懂。
Many people understand the every words of the Bible.
他如果看得懂，他今天就信了。
But they don't understand the meaning of it. If they really understand, they will believe.
那为什么看不懂？
Why they don't understand?
没有那个钥匙。
Because they don't have the key.
那个钥匙就是圣灵。
The key is to open is the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
那另外一个意思。
The second meaning.
就是如果我们要得圣灵。
If you want to receive Holy Spirit.
或者你要被圣灵充满。
You'll be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你要走在真理上面。
You have to walk through the truth.
那圣灵才会降下来，才会充满。
So the Holy Spirit will really abide in you and fill you up.
所以我们教会有很多很多的体验。
So there'll be many experience in our church member.
奇怪，怎么这个求圣灵求这么久都得不到
？How come they some of the believer they've been praying for a long time and never received the Holy Spirit?
有时候我们就发现啊，他有哪一个坏的习惯还没有改
？There must be some of the bad habit they didn't really change it.
那个坏习惯一改，祷告就得到圣灵。
And when they really decided to change the bad habit, then they received the Holy Spirit right away.
因为那个坏习惯跟真理不合。
Because that habit is something against the truth.
好像抽烟啊。
Like the smoke.
喝酒啊。
Drunk.
或者你喜欢看那个有色情的那些电视节目。
Or they want to see those filthy movie.
这个都跟真理不合。
This is against the truth.
那你这样一直祷告，你得不到。
So, if you want to, if you have those kind of habit and try to pray for the Holy Spirit, we will probably difficult to receive it.
那你现在改了，就是走在真理上，一祷告，圣灵就下来。
Once you change and you walk in the truth, then you pray for the Holy Spirit to come down.
人要靠近神，悔改很重要。
So, if we want to be closer to God, repentance is very important.
什么叫做悔改？
What is repentance?
悔改就是回转。
It's returned from the bad things.
那回转到哪里？回转到真理上面。
We will change our bad habit and return to the truth.
那你如果一个人敬拜神，你不愿意悔改。
If you worship God and yet you don't want to change,
就是表示我的想法、我的做法、我一切所做都没有错。
And you don't want to repent. You think whatever you did is all right.
但是很可能他偏离真理已经很偏离很大。
Probably they will be very far from the truth already.
那你离开真理，你祷告圣灵就很难降下来。
When you are apart from the truth and you pray for the Holy Spirit, it's difficult to come down to you.
那我现在愿意悔改。
Now we want to repent.
我改变照圣经的话这样 来过生活。
We'll change ourselves according to the Bible and then follow the Bible to live.
真理就是神的话。
And the truth is the words of God.
就是神本身。
It's God Himself.
所以当你一改变回归叫真理，你就是靠近了神，圣灵就下来。
When you change and return to God and the Holy Spirit come down.
所以圣经里面告诉我们了真理啊，真理是什么？
So what is the truth? It's important.
哇，这就是神的话。
That's the word of God.
也就是主耶稣本身。
It's Jesus Himself.
这是人世间最宝贵的。
It's most precious.